A 67-year-old German tourist was hit and killed last Friday by a 23-year-old driver who doesn't have a license. Police say the driver was taking a right turn at a time of day when right turns at that intersection are illegal. Kit Keller says that's an all-too-common problem. She's the head of the nonprofit group Wisconsin Walks, which promotes pedestrian safety.
Right turn on red is a convenience to the motorist, and it can only occur if a pedestrian is not present. Unfortunately, right turns on red can be deadly for pedestrians. Often motorists are not looking for anything other than car traffic.
The story may have turned out differently if the victim had had a red flag available to her to carry across the street. Problem crosswalks in parts of Madison have been stocked with red flags for the past year or so. Keller says Wisconsin Walks has also been behind many of the yard signs you've probably seen in neighborhoods around the state, encouraging drivers to slow down.
Those kinds of efforts indicate how important it is for neighborhoods, especially, to regain a level of civility on their streets.
Around Wisconsin, pedestrian fatalities have gone from 42 in 2001 to 50 last year. That's a bit of a spike, but the numbers have actually gone down slightly over the past 5 years. As of Tuesday, 26 pedestrians have died in vehicle accidents around Wisconsin this year. The driver in the recent Madison case is charged with homicide by negligent driving. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.